provision for up to 8-year-olds, is that right? Is it a crash? They've gone, okay. I had my eyes closed. Thank you.
Well, good morning, and good to see each one of you here this morning. You know, most of you know that Esther and I worked in Indonesia for 13 years, and the national motto of Indonesia, Bhinneka Unggal Ika, it's on their crest, their the Garuda, and it means unity in diversity. And that was what I want to talk about this morning, really, being united in Christ, even though we're all different. Being one, even though we're many. And that was something that's come through so clearly already in this service. And from what Chris has read about the unity found in Christ and God. So if you have your Bible, turn with me. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to just consider about life in the Spirit. Life in unity and life in community together. So let's pray. Lord, I pray you speak to us, not only by your Spirit, but by your word. Open these words and open our hearts to receive from you once again. Nourish us and prepare us to live for you day by day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to continue on in this looking at the book of Ephesians, and we've come to chapter 4, and I'm going to read much of chapter 4, not quite all of it, but we'll start at verse 1. As a prisoner of the Lord, Paul writes, as a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. What powerful words. Live a life worthy of the calling you have received, and then he goes on to expound what that might look like a bit. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love, and make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And to each of us, grace has been given as Christ has apportioned it. And I'm going to jump down a little bit on what some of that grace looks like through the gifts that he has given us. It is he who gave some, verse 11, it is he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare the people for the works of God's people, for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And I want to just jump down a little bit of what it might look like for all of us to reach that unity and the full measure of our life. And if we look down to verse 22, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitudes of your mind, and to put on a new self, created to be like God in the true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for all members of one body. Don't, in your anger, do not sin. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, and don't give the devil a foothold. He who's been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up, building others up, sorry, according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. And so, like I said, I just want to talk about having life in the Spirit and the life in unity and this life in community. I said in Indonesia, it's the national motto. There's over 17,000 islands, over 6,500 islands that people live on in Indonesia. Several hundred different people groups, ethnic groups. And they're all different. They have their own cultures. They come from different places, different ways to dress. Most of them have their own languages. And yet they're forged together into one nation. And isn't that like us as Christians? We're all different. We've been given our different strengths, our weaknesses, and yet we're forged together into one body with Christ as the head. And we have, as our example of this unity, while if we just stretch the word a bit, the triunity, the Trinity, God, as is revealed to us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The three in one. The one from the beginning was already in this relationship, this perfect love between the three. And you know, they had perfect love with each other. They were one. They were this unity. And almost everything that our hearts long for, that we feel down, comes from this picture of the Trinity. And when this perfect love breaks down, we are so hurt, aren't we? And that's where we get loneliness. And if you feel alone or cut off from other people, and we yearn to be connected, God knew that was who, like we were as humans. That's how we're made. That's how God is, wanting to be in relationship with each other. And when he made Adam and put him on the earth, what did he say? It's not good for man to be alone. I've got to make someone else for them to have a relationship with each other and with me. And as that relationships break down, our hearts are hurt. Like I said, it's what we yearn for, acceptance from other people. Not to be lonely, not to be alone, but to be accepted and to be valued and to be wanted and to be loved. And so, that's what we need together as a church. I thought it was very beautiful this morning how the Holy Spirit was working amongst us as we come together. And it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And then mentions about this, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. And Paul writes in another place, in Galatians, along a similar theme, talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And in that other formulation, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And these are what need to be evident as we deal with each other, to bring unity together. In another place, Paul writes about putting on compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and to all these qualities, add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. And so when I look out at us as Christians, you know, there's a few pictures that I think show us kind of what we are. You know, we're all sinners. And it's by God's grace that we've been saved through faith. And one picture of it in Indonesia, we saw people, often women, collect firewood. And so they'd pick up the sticks off the ground and long sticks like this, and they'd all be crooked. You know how branches are off the tree. And each one is crooked. And they would gather together in a big bundle and then bind them together. But you know, as each crooked stick is bound tightly to another, they each help straighten out the other stick. We're all crooked, we're all sinful, but if we're bound together tightly in that unity of love, above all this, add love which binds all things together in perfect unity. We help straighten each other out. And we'll come to talking about that in a little while as we think about this community that we're called to live in as the body of Christ. But that's a picture, that's one picture, but that kind of seems like we're all the same. We're all sticks, and we're not all sticks. We're not all the same. Even though we are crooked and sinful. So another picture may be like a jigsaw. And you may have heard this, you know, we're all like jigsaw pieces, and we don't necessarily see the whole picture. But God is using us to build up the whole picture. God sees the picture. He knows what it is. And we have our part. And we need to be like that jigsaw piece that fits in to play our part, to use the gifts that we have been given. In this, he talks about different gifts given to different ones. In the church, some are called to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for the works of service. And that's what I'm talking about, using our gifts for the works of service. And in another place, in Romans, when Paul is expounding about the gifts of the Spirit, we probably think about 1 Corinthians when we think about that, but Paul also in Romans talks about the gifts. We have different gifts. According, in Romans 12, verse 6, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. And so we hear these spiritual kind of things, or prophesying, speaking in tongues, and words of knowledge. But what else, Paul says? If it's serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. So it's not all these highfalutin things we think of as, well, that's the Spirit working among us. But we could be given that gift of encouragement. Barnabas traveled with Paul, known as the son of encouragement. I wonder what his words were like. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's leadership, let him govern diligently. And if it's showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. And it says him here, of course, her as well. We're all given these gifts. One Lord, one Spirit. We're all called together to be one. And that really is emphasized in this beautiful formulation in Ephesians chapter 4. Powerful words we were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father. It's not split up. It's not split up. One thing that I really appreciated being at camp this last week, and one thing that I love about being at Warrior Camp, is the services. We have mornings and evening service, and we're all come together worshiping God. And you know, it's people from many different denominations serving there, but we're all come together under one Lord with one purpose. We all love Jesus. And as we look around Colville, there's churches. But we all still love Jesus. And I think it's a tragedy where Christians fight each other. There may be slightly different understandings about this and that. But make the main thing be the main thing. And we come, saved by grace, loving Jesus. And we come together. And as we come here, we come together. We're like those jigsaw pieces. And you know, in a jigsaw, each piece has bumps that stick out and holes that go in, and they've got to fit in. And isn't that the beautiful picture? If you think about those things that stick out are like our strengths. And we have some holes where sometimes we even might be blind to them, but areas that just need helping us to fill in a little bit. And one person's strength can fill in another person's weakness if we're together making that whole picture of the jigsaw, being the hands and feet, the body of Christ. We're told in the Bible that he is the head and we are the body. He's controlling us, but we are the hands and feet of Jesus here on earth now as we live in the Spirit. But even another picture that may be even better, that I think the church is almost like a dance troupe. We're soon going to get Strictly Come Dancing back on, or you might have seen some of these other programs like Britain's Got Talent or X Factor, and those dance groups come on there. And each person often does different things. They've got different moves. They have different roles. And if you watch them by themselves, it might look pretty good. But it's as the whole troupe comes together and performs everything together, that is when it's wow. We see the whole performance. And each one of us has our own role to play. But as we come together, there's this power that can be conveyed. So, as we live with the gifts of the Spirit, and it says, you know, this is what we need to do. We need to live to build each other up, live in unity with each other, speaking the truth in love. And the end of this chapter, and I'll just finish off talking about the end of this chapter, you know, it really tells us how to live. This is typical of when Paul's writing, and his letters, the first half, he expounds these great theological points about God, about our salvation, about how we should be in our relationship with God. And then towards the end, he begins to hit those ethical points. This is how you need to live. Let's bring this down to earth. This is how we need to be. Let's have some reality of it. And that's where we're moving to in Ephesians, and he begins to say, this is what we need to do. And perhaps there's things, places, as we love each other, that we help each other live that right life with Christ. But the beautiful thing about what Paul does here at the end that is often missing is he's not judgmental. Now, how often do people wind you up and say, they should just do this? They should just do that. They need to stop swearing. They need to stop doing this. But each thing that Paul encourages us to do here, he says, we do not do this, but gives the alternative every single time. If you look at that, it's not just, I'm going to tell you, you need to live, stop doing this. It's like the Ten Commandments. Do not do this. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do this. Instead of just that, he's bringing in this love and this alternative. What do I mean? You probably read it yourself. Okay, so at the beginning, just overall, put off your old self, put on your new by the Spirit. So, do not speak falsehood. Like, don't be lying. But instead, we should be speaking truth to each other. Why? Because we're all members of one body. Like, don't deceive each other, but come together in this unity. And if we're unity, then there's love. We don't hate our bodies, generally. People love their own body. They don't want to hurt themselves. And so as we are speaking to each other, we need to be speaking in a way that's encouraging, building up. We're all members of the same body. Don't, in your anger, don't sin. Talks about this. And why? So the devil can't get a foothold in what's happening. And so we need to be careful about what we're angry about. And let the things we be angry about be the things that are upsetting God's heart. Not our own selfishness. Don't be angry because someone has hurt us. But be angry because you see the injustice in the world. Be angry for the things that God is angry about and not our own personal hurts. If you're stealing, don't steal anymore, but work. Okay, well, that's good advice. Don't steal, we should work. But why? Do something useful so that you could share something with other people as well. this positive side. Each time Paul isn't just giving this negative, but let's turn this around. Let's think deeply. Let's bring hope into the situation. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but instead, only what's helpful for building up others according to their needs. It can benefit those that listen. And then, at the end, get rid of bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, every form of malice. But let's replace that. Not only just get rid of that out of your life, okay, that's easier said than done, right? But let's replace that. So your life is still full of things, but kindness and compassion. Forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God, just as in Christ, God forgave you. And so I just want to encourage us. It seemed to be a theme already this morning about living united in the Spirit. And this is what Paul continued to write in this chapter in Ephesians 4. Even though we're different, we need to live in step with the Spirit, live in unity with God and with each other as we live in this community that can bring God to the wider community of Colville and this world. We're called to be his ambassadors. So I just want to finish with this encouragement from Romans chapter 12 again. But this time from, sorry, not Romans 12, Romans 15 and verse 5 and 6. And just take these words with you. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we come to you and we want to be united with each other and united in you and with you. Point out to us the places where we sow bitterness or disunity and help us to just root those out. And so we can come together in love. Bind us together, Lord, we pray. Bind us together in love so that those, as you wrote in your through the Apostle John, that others will see that we are your disciples by our love. Love one another as I have loved you, the Lord Jesus says. So help us to love each other, to be one with each other, as we see in the example of yourself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one, three in one. Fill us and empower us, ready for works of service. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.